Oh yeah, oh yeah, we fucking.
What's going on, party people?
Hey.
Reality rap show to all my foodies out there. Shouting out y'all. What's your favorite food places to eat? What's your favorite restaurants?
I want Mario Bajoli back. I wear the Crocs for you, Mario.
Where y'all eating that, man?
You shouldn't have been pinching asses out there on TV sets.
Now listen, do y'all prefer, happy hours versus restaurants?
I want it all.
You want it all?
I want it all. SBB want it all. Here, everybody.
SBB want it all.
Shout I want it all.
SBB over there, everybody.
I want it all.
Y'all know who
I want
it is.
It all.
SBB over there.
I love going out. I'm a big time foodie. God damn it. I'm a foodie. I'm a happy hour. Is that a such word? Happy hour.
I don't believe so.
I do it all. But
go
God damn it, I made it.
Go
Donald
with
Trump
it.
Be making up word.
Hey, listen.
I'm fucking around doing mine too. Shit.
It is what it is.
Bunker bitch. That's not a word.
There he is.
Amen. Amen. What we talking about?
Amen. Restaurants, happy hours. What's your favorite places to eat at, man? Where you eating at? Big Chris, where you eating at? You eating somewhere at Big Chris? Shout out to Big Chris over there.
That's right. Welcome to Queen.
Welcome.
You got a shout out to all the listeners, Queen.
Shout out to everybody.
And she got her European hand out.
I do. As I'm drinking some single malt bourbon.
Oh, yeah. It goes down. It goes down in New Jerusalem.
Cheers.
Happy hour for us all the time.
Cheers.
With a meal.
I am a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
the second that.
And I like to taste unique quality
food. Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe it's just food. It's an experience.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It should be like, where the heavens opens up as you pop it in your mouth.
Yes.
That's what I like to experience.
Food should be like a sexual experience.
It is. For me, it is. It's about the only sex I'm getting right now.
Honestly, like, you know what? Like,
shout out to that.
You know
as
what's
well.
Up? Yo, it should really, yo, that's for food. Food should be equivalent to sex because it's nothing like good food, man. And I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Shout out to all our listeners.
Yeah.
Listen, we always gonna give y'all the shout out. We growing each week.
Yes.
Each week, man, we growing, man. We doing it big. We
shout
couldn't do it without
all
y'all,
listeners
man.
Out
I
there.
Swear.
Thank you.
Listen
y'all,
to me.
Y'all.
I know a lot of times if y'all feel as though, damn, I ain't hear from this week, next week, 2 weeks from now. Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm.
We gathering up material. We got stuff built up just for y'all, our listeners. So we gonna be bringing some good shit to y'all. You know what I mean? And what we try to do, we call it the reality rap show because that's the conversation we have. Everyday conversation.
Every day.
Not on the Hollywood Hills, even though we found a place out here that Big Kristen turned us on to.
Yeah.
Listen, that's another time. Listen, let's just say.
That's a whole other segment.
We all going to be in a goddamn development and shit. Yeah. Being foodies.
You better not.
Being foodies. I'm not. We all foodies and goddamn we going to stick to it.
This,
we stick it to it.
This
in
is
4 years.
Listen.
The foodie
all of
episode.
Us.
Family, mark my words.
All of us.
God says speak it into existence.
And yes. Damn it. And yes. We all doing it.
Yes,
I'll be there.
I am speaking it to existence.
I'll be there.
Since I saw this place 15 years ago.
Shut your mouth.
That's all I said.
Listen.
When I turned 55.
Yes.
It was going to be my location.
All right.
And I'm so sorry because I took these two yesterday.
Yes.
And now they're trying to plot on my...
I seen something I like over there with a
driveway.
You know what?
I'm glad you did that.
A driveway around the way.
So let's really segue
I
this
ain't there
way.
Yet, but...
Speaking of yesterday.
In time.
Yes. I want to let all our listeners know. I personally had one of the best days yesterday with both of these individuals than I had in a long time. It's nothing like
shout out to that.
Spending and chilling and enjoying yourself with your family. But I'm going to tell you something. I went to a place yesterday. We did.
Yes.
I've never been. Shout out to Knife and Fork.
Yes.
Located in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Albany Avenue.
And let's just say.
Historic.
this restaurant was the home.
Landmark.
This restaurant was the home of the gangsters.
Yes. Yes.
If y'all ever watched Boardwalk Empire, and I know a lot of y'all did, this was damn near the second home of Nucky Thompson. This was here. He had his own floor.
Yeah.
So listen.
Oh yeah.
I had the pleasure to eat there.
Listen.
Yeah, listen. We got some photos there.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Photos on the website.
We got them on the website.
We're gonna get on the website. So go check them out at www.yallyrapshow.com.
Yesterday, just to give y'all a little bit, we had everything from tuna tartare to oysters, lobster, steak, crab cake. I mean, listen. AC5 got so bougie with it, baby. He had goddamn beet chips.
Yes, he did.
Fried beet chips.
Keep fried beet chips.
And he even
keeping it
right.
Yes.
He had his pinky finger up in the air when he
did it. He had his pinky finger out.
And he already looked like he got little dicks on his hands anyway. He had those sizes fingers. He had them fucking pork say sizes up in the air and shit like this. I have another one, Omar. Shout out to our guy, Omar.
Omar
was the truth.
Omar rocked.
Is the truth.
He rocked.
So, you know what? And just letting everybody know, you know, if you're a foodie, what we try to let you know is that, you know, you don't really feel as though that you're either missing something. Going to that cliche, they say you don't miss something till it's gone. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that was something that was long well overdue because we're a very close-knit family, but to just go out there during this pandemic, I personally haven't been out like that. So to be out in AC, beautiful day.
Yes.
Good.
Man, the breeze.
It was picturesque.
Man, listen.
Yeah. It was picturesque.
Y'all got to eat on the water.
It was like a
I mean, the breeze was right.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Even though we were sitting under a tent outside in a parking lot, you would have thought that you were someplace in Monte Carlo.
Man, let me tell you something.
You just need a speedboat to fly by.
All we needed was a yacht. All we needed was a yacht to pass us on Pacific Avenue.
And I already know what that was about.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, and it's so funny. Because the conversation, we actually went out yesterday to celebrate a goal that we were looking to reach. Because we were morally just focusing on, like, 1,500 listeners, and we're well beyond that.
Yep.
So it was. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Yes,
it was a celebratory dinner for all three of us, man. Because you know we reached a platform that we were gearing towards, and we accomplished it. And that's what life is about. Life is about accomplishments, and you can go far and well beyond what you set your sights on. And not only did we speak on our listeners and helping us grow to this platform, also, you know, future shows and just being able to spend more quality time as family members together like that, because, you know, it's things that we like to do. We had a point in our lives where as though we done a lot of things, good and bad. And it's one of them things where as though, but it's a no judgment zone. And it's about how you all come back together. And, you know, we sit there and it's like, damn, like, you know what? I think this is something we're going to start doing. Not only do we bring you a podcast, shit, we decided to start bringing, you know, the foodie category all up into our show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we do. Like, we could give you out. We going to give shout out to restaurants. Yeah. And when you hear us shout you out and shout the restaurant out, you could damn sure bet you it's going to be a restaurant worthy of shouting out.
And it's a five-star.
Man, knife and fork. Man, listen to me. I say it. It's the shit.
It's
the shit.
Yeah.
I had a lobster thermidor, damn it. And listen. It made me, listen. I was about to bar AC Fire Ascot. Shit got that serious. You know what I'm telling you?
Oh, man.
Listen, Big Chris, hey, look, I swear for God to y'all.
Nice,
Big Chris had her own fucking seat for her pocketbook. Her pocketbook had his own seat.
Yes. And she did.
And shout out to Omar, because Omar actually said that her pocketbook was so pretty.
A bag that nice, yes.
A bag that nice needs his own goddamn seat. Oh, man, listen.
And she has.
Listen.
She was seated very perfectly.
Omar, shout out to you. Omar gave the fucking bag a glass of water. I was fucked up. I said, no, this motherfucker not fucking to the glass of water.
Yes, he did get my my Coach bag man, and listen, a glass of
water. I was
water.
About to drink it, but listen, it was too far from
this
me.
That's what I'm talking about.
And if you wouldn't, I would have slapped you.
Hey, man, we got Future. So just to let y'all know some upcoming stuff, we got Future restaurants that we have on the agenda.
On deck, yes.
You know, we're going to share our experience. We're going to these locations. Because like I said, man, listen, we've been bunkered down a long time with this COVID shit. And we just getting up out. So, you know what I mean? We out. We happy about it. Wanted to share that experience. We wanted to share that experience with our listeners.
And I love fine dining.
Fine dining for everybody. So, listen, not to say too much more. We laid it out. We laid out our weekend.
We're going to have photos.
I want each and every one of you to have a great week on purpose.
Amazing week.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. You helped us reach over our expected number. Yeah. And we only rising like Baker's Dough, baby.
Thank you so much.
So with that being said, AC5.
Yeah, man.
The hell, tonight, take all of us and our listeners out on the plane, goddammit.
We're going to have to get a yacht
close your
plane.
Eyes.
Can we get a yacht plane?
Yeah. Get a yacht plane. They land in the water.
We're going to get a yacht plane.
Listen, they land right in the water.
Splash. We're getting paid
for this. Splash. That's right. Listen.
Where's my Bellini?
Listen.
There
she goes.
Bellini. There she goes. I don't want the most anymore. I want a Bellini.
Dominique Devereaux.
No, Kanye, you can't get on this plane, Kanye. Kanye, you can't get in, Kanye.